You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
On today's show, Kenneth Fader talks about Walnut Canyon National Monument from his book, Ancient America, 50 Archaeological Sites to See for Yourself.
This is episode 250 for the 7th of September, 2017.
All right, Ken Fader, welcome back to Arc 365 and tell us all about Walnut Canyon.
Yeah, great to be here. Walnut Canyon's in Arizona. And it's a really cool place because it's unique. I have not, in my 50-site odyssey, didn't see a lot of other sites like this. These are cliff dwellings of a sort, but different from these things don't look like what you see at Mesa Verde or Montezuma Castle. First of all, a little disclaimer. If you have a fear of heights and you don't like elevations, Walnut Canyon will not be your favorite site, but get over it because it's really cool. Walnut Canyon is a relatively narrow, steep, deep canyon that has this really interesting geology. The stratigraphy of the canyon is such that alternate layers are hard and the layers in between are soft. And when the canyon was produced by eons of erosion by the stream that's at the bottom of the canyon, whenever that stream was at the level of the softer rock, it eroded into that rock, and then as it went further down, it hit the harder rock, which it couldn't erode into. So what you have is a cross section of what looks like almost steps, where the hollows are 6 to 10 feet deep. They're maybe 5 to 6 feet high. And there are a sequence of them from the top of the canyon to the bottom of the canyon. The ancient people who lived in the area took advantage of that. And in those creases in the rock, in those indentations in the rock where the rock is softer, they built structures. Now understand that at Walnut Canyon, the floor, the back, and the roof of their structures, they don't have to do anything. Those are already part of these elongated linear caves that the erosion left behind. All they needed to do was build an adobe wall in front and walls along in between to identify separate structures or to demarcate separate rooms. So what's really cool is you get to walk down, I think it's 240 steps that the Park Service has put in. And yes, if you go down 240 steps, you have to walk back up 240 steps. But what that does is it brings you down to what was the original rock surface, and you walk along that, and to your right or left, depending on which direction you're going, you run into these long adobe walls with windows, and in many cases, you can actually enter into those. You can walk in. Very, very cool. I mean, the view is spectacular because you can see across to the other side of the canyon. The Park Service allows people to walk along. It's basically one side of the canyon. On the other side, you can see these structures that are not, you can't enter them today, but you can really get a perspective of the layering of all of these. I tell you what, life in Walnut Canyon must have been pretty damn hard because all of your water, all of your firewood has to be brought either up or down from quite some distance. And I think in the museum there, they had a reconstruction of people seated along one of these benches. The structures are behind them, and that people from above are lowering down firewood. People from below are raising up water. So it was tough. I can't imagine anybody selecting to live like that unless defense was a major issue, unless this was done for defensive purposes.
This network is supported by our listeners. You can become a supporting member by going to arcpodnet.com/members and signing up. As a supporting member, you have access to high-quality downloads of each show and a discount at our future online store and access to show hosts on a members-only Slack team. For professional members, we'll have training shows and other special content offered throughout the year. Once again, go to arcpodnet.com/members to support the network and get some great extras and swag in the process. That's arcpodnet.com/members.
If you go there, you definitely want to bring along with you either binoculars or a good telephoto lens. Your cell phone camera is not gonna be enough because when you are on one side walking into those structures, the other cool thing is it gets pretty hot in Arizona in the summer. Absolutely. You walk into one of those structures, into the shade offered by the top of the little cave and the adobe wall in front, and it's about 20 degrees cooler. It's much more pleasant. To see the structures in their totality, the ones that are on the other side of the canyon, you really need either binoculars or a halfway decent telephoto lens to really bring it up close. It's absolutely amazing to see. But yeah, you got to go back up the 240 steps, but you know, that's the way it goes. Walnut Canyon, I don't know of a lot of other sites in the Southwest that are just like that. There are plenty of cliff dwellings. They're really interesting, large structures. Here, these linear adobe structures that follow precisely the outline established by nature in the softer rock. Very, very cool place. It's worth the hike down. Of course, one of the questions that everybody asks when they go to Walnut Canyon is, well, you know, what happens when you got kids? Are you, you know, there are a couple places in Walnut Canyon, they do have some fencing to so you're protected. I don't know if it's like a natural selection kind of a thing that kids who would wander off the side, well, okay, they didn't survive to pass down those genes, but more than likely, the folks just have to be super careful about younger people and how elderly people will get in and out once they're down in the structure. I got no idea. And I think, again, that's just a function of how important it was to have this very protected space in which people could live out their lives. Beautiful place in Arizona. Go and visit Walnut Canyon. You'll come away impressed.
Yeah, this is another site that my wife and I visited about 10 years ago. And unfortunately, we couldn't do the 240 steps because there was a massive boulder across one of the trails that they hadn't managed to move yet. So
That happens.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
So we used our telephoto lens to look across the canyon from where the visitor center there is, and you could see some of those structures. And you know, honestly, the first thing I thought of when I saw that security was actually probably the first thing, but the second thing it reminded me of was like those Tibetan monasteries you always hear about that are really hard to access. People go up there because so it made me wonder, man, could this have been like somewhat spiritual or religious in nature, where people would go there as almost a rite of passage to live there because it's so difficult to live there, you know?
Conceivably so. Yeah. The thing is, in all of these structures, there's everyday house debris. So
It
certainly wasn't only being used for that, but it could have been. You know, this is a terrible joke, Chris, and everybody has to forgive me for this one. But as far as I know, archaeologists have never searched the bottom of that canyon to find the remains of all the unfortunates who may have fallen to their deaths from these structures. I've never read of anybody actually looking for people down there, and I think that would be a pretty good thing to do. I mean, you've got structures like this, and there's going to be accidents. There has to be. And I think the Park Service is probably concerned about people today walking on these uneven areas, which is why they put in some gates and fencing along some of them. But it's, you know what? It's an incredibly cool place to go to. It's beautiful. And it's interesting. It's an interesting thing. Why would people live in such a difficult circumstance?
Exactly. All right. Well, visit the links in the show notes and check out the special discount on the book from the publisher Roman and Littlefield. And when you get the book, take a look at Site 26 and read about Walnut Canyon National Monument. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.